afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on what time you're listening to this. Today we have a really interesting and motivating speaker that's actually interesting and motivating for absolutely everybody. His name is John DeLemme, and he used to be a clinical stutterer. Now he was diagnosed as a clinical stutterer, and people make fun of him and tell him to keep working for the family business because they have a family art gallery, and keep working there because you have a safe job and you can work in the back room so you don't actually have to talk to people. The problem was sometimes people would filter into the back room and ask him a question, and as soon as somebody would approach him, John would start to sweat bullets because he knew he couldn't even say his own name without stuttering. Now he also started to go to seminars. And like you know, if you've gone to a seminar, you have to go up and register. And the first thing they're going to ask you is, what's your name? But John couldn't even say his name, so he ended up taking a cue card with him and wrote his name on the cue card so he wouldn't even have to say his name at the door in a seminar. The pivotal point for John was when he was in a seminar and suddenly they started to ask people their name and what they did for a living. Now this is obviously a problem for John, and he knew he couldn't do it, so he ran to the bathroom, he collapsed on the floor, and he burst into tears. Now you can imagine for a grown man how embarrassing that would be, and that was John's pivotal moment. But that was the old John. Today, believe it or not, John is a successful motivational speaker. It's absolutely incredible. He has a huge corporation with 15 people working for him, and he's successful and well-known all over the world. In fact, he's got a personal development business that has truckloads of CDs and an amazing amount of courses that can really help anybody get from point A to point B and out to point Z, I guess you could say. So before we start our discussion, John, I'd just like to say thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Terry. You're a true champion for doing what you do by bringing knowledge to the world.
Thanks so much. John, I'd like to just take us back 9 years or so. Could you explain what your life was back? What was it like back then?
Fear, procrastination. I was stuck in the two most important ingredients for failure, which is fear and procrastination. See, just like you, Terry, and just like all the champions worldwide listening right now, we have something in common. We are all exactly the same by a birthright. We all have a birth certificate. We were all born with the ability to achieve miracles and the ability to live our dream. See, no mom and dad walks up to a maternity ward window and says, you know what? That's my little boy, Terry. He's gonna fail. You know, he's gonna be full of fear, procrastination, he'll be afraid of his own shadow. He will develop a disability. See, when I was born, November 5th, 1965, room 404, 8:35 a.m., that's the day I was birthed. And like my mom says, it was a little more difficult than poof, but you were there. And over a four-year period, from the age zero to the age four, people started to notice that I was kind of shy. I didn't speak too much. Long story short, sat back at that hospital, and the process began. For all the people listening, I'd like you to grab a notepad and pen right now and write down this word, process. P-R-O-C-E-S-S. What happened, Tara, that day was the process began, that they started to speak into my life that I would have a speech impediment. I would be a stutterer, and guess what I became at the age 18?
A stutterer.
Stutterer. After 14 years of being told something, I became the manifestation and the realization of what people told me I would become. At the age 18, clinically diagnosed, John, you're a smart kid. I went to school on honors. I graduated number two business student. But at age 24, I answered an ad for a business vehicle. And I went out to that seminar, and I still remember walking down a hallway. Pulled up, I parked, walked in the lobby. I looked to the right. I remember seeing the marquee and a sign for the event. And I walked up the stairs, and I still remember looking down the aisle, looking down the hallway, and I saw a table. I saw a table with people, and I said, how am I going to get in that door? That means I'm going to have to say my name. Walked up to the table, and I coughed. And when you cough, kind of outwardly, people kind of go, whoa, I don't want these germs. They back up. And I literally said, I pointed to the name tag and the magic marker, and I wrote my name down, John. I still can smell the marker like it was today. And I walked in that room, and that day changed my life forever. And I believe there are people listening today whose lives will change to manifest their dream. I walked in that room as a young, shy, smart kid with a disability. See, but inside every word, like inside impossible, is possible. Inside procrastination is action. Inside disability is ability. And I want to ask everyone a very critical question right now. What is your disability from achieving your success? And that was my story, Terry, walking in that room that day. I'm 39 years of age right now. That was 15 years ago, at age 24. I walked in with 2.5 decades of people telling me what I couldn't do.
That's amazing. So you actually didn't have a speech impediment until you were 14?
No, it was 14 years of speech pathology. I started at the age 4.
Okay. So you actually did stutter since you were 4?
Oh, yeah, from age 4. And the stuttering I had was I was so nervous to speak, I couldn't say my name, and I would dodge situations. I would go to a restaurant. I'd pick restaurants. I eat a lot of Chinese food because you could check off the menu and slide it to them.
Yeah, right.
You know, I would you know, talk my whole life around that. I mean, I wouldn't be able to call credit card numbers in when I worked for my family
right.
in the art gallery business. I couldn't say my name, John Delemy, was hard letters in the speech world. It was J and D. Was John Delemy was a hard letter. And it was just a disability. It's all it is an outward disability. And for people at the age 65, 95% are dead or dead broke because of a disability that affects their decisions to create success. See, failure is guaranteed. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you maintain your habits today, you'll probably fail at 65. Unless you decide to get inside your disability, extract your ability, and live your dream. Success is so easy, it's incredibly easy.
That's an interesting point to say, because there's a lot less successful people in the world than there are failures.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I find it absolutely amazing, John, because I didn't even know you could cure something like stuttering. But how did you end up getting then from point A to point B? How did you go from a clinical stutter to a motivational speaker that now you're speaking in front of hundreds of thousands of people? What's the process that happened to you there?
The success equation, which I like everyone to write down. Decision plus action equals results. I made a decision in March of 1990 to attend a success event. At the event, the young lady who was speaking at the event spoke about goals and dreams and aspirations and mentioned a book by the title of Think and Grow Rich. Never heard of it. Graduate number 2 business student, honors. I was actually represented in Time Magazine out of 10,000 students. I was in Time Magazine to represent my business honor program in college, which education rhymes with motivation, and one's got nothing to do with the other. And I went out that evening. I heard about Think and Grow Rich. It was a decision to attend the event, and then I followed it by action. All I remember from that evening was the ability to take action. And I went out the next day, and I invested in the book. I read the book all the way through, and I remember the story when Napoleon Hill spoke life into his child's ears and told all the doctors, literally, shut up. My child will speak. And as you know the story, Terry, what occurred?
Yeah, he spoke because it was actually the child was deaf, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I said, if he could do that, then it's possible for John Delemy to do it. I got a hold of motivation. I got a hold of mastermind champions like yourself and like myself now, and I said, I ain't letting go. I'm holding on until I figure this out, because I was not going to live my whole life with that challenge. And it was difficult, because I got made fun of, and I got into situations that people said, don't you know you're a stutterer, don't you know, and I had to turn to the books, back then cassettes. And I believe in success addiction. I am addicted to personal development. I listen each and every day to a minimum of 60 to 2 hours, 60 minutes to 2 hours per day of personal development, because whatever you develop, you become.
So who are some of the mentors that you listen to when you stick in a tape or listen to a CD?
Napoleon Hill,
yeah.
A great friend of mine, Mark Gorman, another great friend of mine, Dr. John C. Maxwell, and all of the other champions we know. Les Brown is a great friend of mine. I've done numerous events with Les Brown. Jim Rohn, I've spoken with Jim Rohn twice. I'll be speaking with Jim again this year. Mark Victor Hansen, just taking the knowledge in, taking it in, because whatever you take in, you got to be a sponge, because when a sponge is soaked and you squeeze it, what comes out of it is what's in it. It's like a lemon. How much can you squeeze a lemon before it's dry?
Yep.
Keep squeezing and squeezing and squeezing, and when the time comes in business, when you got to stick your hand in a prospect, when you have to close someone for your business, you have to move them in. See, I believe closing, I teach on closing. because I believe everyone wants to be a closer, but they're afraid of understanding the philosophy behind closing.
Uh-huh.
See, closing, when one door closes, what happens, Ter?
There's another one open.
So when you sit down with a business relationship, you want to open up a long-term relationship, adding value to someone's life. And in the process, it took me 6 years, literally one letter at a time. And as you can hear, I have a New York accent. I speak fast because I was born and raised in New York. Yeah. Meaning, for 29 years of my life, I hung around with New Yorkers. Guess what you're going to sound like?
Exactly. You're going to sound like you're from New York.
Now, let's parlay that into a situation. If you hang out with people that don't believe in goals, that don't believe in you know, a miracle, like I teach, if your dream is not big enough that it requires a miracle, it's not big enough.
Right. Yep. And I think that's important. And you also touched on something else in one of your courses there. You're just talking about the sponge now. You mentioned something in one of your courses that goes right along that same line of thinking, and that was that we all have four filters. Can you explain that, what the four filters are and how they work?
Sure. There's four filters, two eyes and two ears and one mouth. 95% of people speak more than they listen. And I want everyone to write the word learn down, LEARN. And since I'm not supposed to be doing what I'm doing, Terry, I turn that word into two syllables. Now, I know it's not. It's one, learn, correct?
Yep.
But as an ex-stutter, I can do this. Take the word learn and take the word L and put it to the left and put the word earn to the right. And L stands for listen. The more you listen, the more you will earn.
Beautiful.
Once again, allow me to repeat myself. The more you listen, the more you earn. You can listen with two functions. You can see a champion. You can look in the eyes of an Olympic athlete before he's about to spring in that water. Or one of my favorite movies is Prefontaine, Steve Prefontaine, a phenomenal movie about the 1972 Munich, Germany Olympics. You can look into a champion's eyes and see their success. You can look into my eyes before I'm about to do a 1 hour or a 3 hour or a 16-hour boot camp, and you can see the determination in my eyes. And you can listen with your eyes. And more importantly, you can listen with your ears. And whatever you look at and whatever you listen to, you become. If you were born, and you could have parents from the United Kingdom. I speak a lot in the UK. You could have parents in the UK, and as soon as you're born, they drop you in the U.S., in New York, for 10 years. And then throw you back in the UK at age 11. No matter how long you're in the UK, you're going to sound like you're from New York. Even though you got genetically, you're born from United Kingdom parents. The issue is whatever you listen to and whatever you look at, you become. See, vision creates restraint. Everyone says, without a vision, a man shall perish. It's in my top three books, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, the Bible, and also A.O. Williams, All You Could Do Is Enough. Now, here's the issue. Vision creates restraint. You will not see an Olympic athlete hanging out at a pancake house at 1 a.m. before the Olympics.
Right, yep.
Because his vision creates restraint. Most people talk too much. You know, I tell this, two most important words in sales and marketing, shut up and listen. Just the only time I speak a lot is on interviews or in front of a room. 97% of the time, I am a student of success and failure. And I can watch by someone's words and their actions exactly where they're going to be 5 years from today. And there'll be people listening going, John, I challenge that. Excellent. Check back 5 years from today. I can take a look at someone's library. I can go in their car or go in their iPod, and I can look in their iPod or look in their car, and I can see what they're listening to. You will not see John DeLemme at a rock concert. You just won't see me damaging my potential with words that will not produce my goal. You know, for someone who loves rock and roll, that's great. That's their vision. My vision is to create 1,000 millionaires worldwide and extract the champion that is born inside everyone's heart. So it's very important. What you listen to and what you look at is you become.
So you really end up being a product of your environment.
Absolutely. No question. It's called an NQA, no questions asked, bar none.
Is it not important to also have some free time, go to a rock concert, just kick back and relax?
It depends.
On what?
When you love what you do.
Yep.
When you have the passion for what you do, you will sit there and go, I'm wasting my time.
So do you look at doing personal development all the time? Like, what if you want to take your wife out to a movie?
We go see motivational movies.
Wow.
You know, there's a movie out right now called Cinderella Man. It's a phenomenal movie. It's a true story. And that movie is phenomenal. I suggest everyone listening today, if you've not seen Cinderella Man, Prefontaine, if you've not seen Apollo 13, Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Miracle, Seabiscuit, or Racing Stripes, if you have any aspect of depression or fear or procrastination, take 10 teenagers who are a little arrogant, a little strong, put them in a room, let them watch Seabiscuit, Rocky 1, or Rocky 2, and go back and ask them how they're doing.
Excellent.
They'll be fired up and focused beyond belief because all they do is switching. They're transforming their focus. They're focused on the possibility. I get so excited about it, I start to stutter, because there is so much massive success and potential for people listening right now. I want you to slide a little closer to the screen and listen to this. Inside you, there is a reason why you are here. It's not by chance. You know, my great friend Les Brown says this, how there's 40 million sperm that could have been you, but you are the one that was chosen.
All right, yeah.
And you'll never have that competition again, right, brother?
That's right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
So now, when you're there, get it on. Make it happen. So I believe in relaxation, and I believe in, you know, focus. My relaxation is every day I spend 1 to 2 hours a day exercising and listening to personal development. I happen to be 40 years of age pretty soon, and I'm in excellent shape. I mean, if you look at me, people say, John, I think you're in your late 20s. You know why? It's a result of habit. And my mastermind team, one of my great friends, he's 85 years young. His name is Herman. I see him 3 times a week at the health club. You know, I live in South Florida. I live in a retirement community.
Right.
Except the average age is 70, and I'm 40 because I retired at 29 because of decisions I made.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You also mentioned something, John, just a couple of minutes ago, and that was find your why. And find your why is really your USP or your unique selling principle in the personal development market. Can you explain a little bit more about what is find your why?
Sure. Quick question before I get into that, Terry.
Yeah.
You drive a car, right?
I do.
Have you ever lost your car keys?
I did.
Did you stop looking for them?
No, I couldn't.
You would say, no, man, I got to drive my car. I got to get to point B. I got to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also, someone's going to go, come on, stop looking for your keys. That's not your car. Don't, come on, just walk. Take the bike. Take the scooter. Forget about your car because the key goes in the ignition that starts your car. Now, your dream and your why, if you ask any six-year-old, hey, man, what's going on? Everything. Life's awesome. Then you ask a 16-year-old, what's going on? Well, I'm trying to pass my tests. Ask a 26-year-old, what's going on? Just want to get to Friday and get a paycheck and live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And what happens is that inside each and every one of you right now listening is a why, and it's inside your heart. And, you know, when fear stops, faith begins. And what I mean by that is when fear stops, faith begins, meaning faith stands for find answers in the heart. And the answer to your dream and the answer to why you're on this earth, many people don't know where they're going or why they're here. I know that what I went through in my life as a disability of a stutterer to who I am today is I teach people possibility, I teach people to take action, and I teach them all things are possible through decisions you make. And when you find your why, when you know why you're here, people go, I can't figure out my why.
Yep.
That's because they're all focused on trying to make money, and they're all broke, right?
Yep.
I tell them, Monday morning, 8 a.m., wake up at 8 a.m., and you don't have to worry about finances. What would you do? You wake up Monday morning at 9 a.m. and you roll out of bed and you go, you know what? I don't have to go to my job. I don't have to build my business. I'm financially free. What would you do? People would say they would donate their time to the elderly. They would donate their time at their church. They'd go out and write a $100,000 check to a youth organization. They would do something out of the love of their heart. That's your why.
That's your why.
And it's what it all comes down to, the challenge most people to age 65 and not living their why because they were focused on making money. And there's no money being made anywhere, and only in organizations like I say here in the States, the U.S. Mint makes money. You have to earn money, which is the right to receive a financial reward for sowing a productive and profitable, life-changing, rewarding seed.
Yep.
As you can see, you, I tend to get a little fired up, Terry.
It's fantastic. You're just listening to you is motivational.
Awesome.
If you don't have to, even if you don't listen to the exact words, just listening to you is motivational. Now,
thank you.
You're welcome. What's the difference then between finding my why and setting goals?
A goal is usually a financial or physical, tangible achievement of something you want to attain. But what happens is when you focus on money and focus on a bigger car, bigger house, great. When you get the car and you get the money, what are you going to do? There's a lot of wealthy people who are broke inside.
Right.
That's why you see all the people that, you know, all the bad relationships, all the drug abuse, all the physical abuse, emotional abuse from rich people. See, prosperity is a Latin word for in the flow. And it's in the flow financially, it's in the flow emotionally, and it's in the flow physically. And what you want to do is create that success in your life. And when you have a goal set, you want to fundamentally put it under your why. And so, you know, the reason why I'm going to build my business so I can have a 4,000 square foot home, the reason why I'm going to build my business so I can earn $10,000 a month is because I want to donate 20 hours per week of my time to go down to the local cancer ward and donate my time to children who have cancer, to read books to them, to, you know, supply the artwork so the kids can write their dreams on a piece of paper. I want to be a mentor to my kids. I want to spend quality time with my family. That's what I'm going to do when I achieve my financial goals. You know, you have to, you know, behind the goals has to be what you're going to do when you attain it.